First Line Report, news and analysis. I'm Bob Schieffer, CBS News. The Pentagon reporting on the CBS radio network. Some thoughts on a busy Washington week after this message.
Acid indigestion and heartburn can be more than just acid alone. Often there's trapped gas, too. That's what we at Digel call gacid indigestion. G-A-S-I-D, gacid indigestion. Digel is made for gacid indigestion because Digel is different. It does more than plain add acids. Digel reduces the excess acid of occasional acid indigestion while it gets rid of trapped gas fast. Digel for gacid indigestion. Use only as directed.
Denture wearers, now you no longer have to apply messy powder, paste, or cream adhesives two or three times daily. Cushion Grip, a soft, pliable thermoplastic adhesive, lets you eat and drink with new security, new comfort. Hot or cold liquids can't dissolve Cushion Grip. That's why just one application holds false teeth securely meal after meal for days. For new long-lasting security, new comfort, change to Cushion Grip.
It was about a month ago that we were talking here about the fact that one of the heaviest news weeks in history was shaping up in Washington. In those days, of course, we considered it a big news day when two or three major stories happened in one 24-hour period. With all that's happened since then, we no longer consider it out of the ordinary unless two or three events of historical significance occur during the same day. In fact, looking back on that Monday of a month ago, it all seems pretty dull now. All we were expecting was a resumption of the Watergate hearings, some kind of announcement from a grand jury in Baltimore that had launched a probe into an old-fashioned political scandal featuring bribes, kickbacks, and the alleged participation of the Vice President of the United States. And there was also some concern about the astronauts who were supposed to return from outer space. We were told that something might be developing as well on the White House tape controversy. That was about it. Since then, as everyone is aware, the Vice President has resigned, copped a plea, and received a 3-year probated prison term, only to follow it up with a nationally televised speech in which he proclaimed innocence. The man who was looking into the new style political corruption, Watergate Special Prosecutor Archibald Cox, was fired by the president. The Attorney General of the United States, Elliot Richardson, resigned because Mr. Cox was fired. Mr. Richardson's deputy, William Ruckelshaus, resigned before he could be fired, or was fired before he could resign, no one is quite sure, because he refused to fire Mr. Cox. And all of this brought the first serious talk that Congress might indeed try to impeach the president. In defense of Mr. Nixon, one White House aide said he was really firing Mr. Cox because he feared the Cox investigation would have bad vibrations, which could hurt U.S. foreign policy. The aide would not allow himself to be quoted by name, but his assertion did serve as a reminder that while all of this mess was developing on the domestic front, the Middle East was exploding again. Responding to that crisis, both the superpowers poured in weapons to the combatants as if there would be no tomorrow, and some began to wonder if there would be, the way the arms were pouring in. And just when the Soviets and the Americans seemed to be on the verge of wrecking the new detente, they came up with a joint proposal to end the fighting, and the United Nations Security Council convened last night to debate it. Well, while they were trying to untangle all of that, the Oakland Athletics won one of the strangest World Series matchups in sports history. Series marked by sloppy play, rumors that the winning manager was quitting, the winning team was being sold, and on top of that, one of the winning players was getting death threats. In light of all that has happened, any kind of forecast or prediction would be silly at best about what's going to happen. But with that in mind, here's the way things seem to stand on this Monday morning as Washington begins another week. Henry Peterson, the man who headed the Watergate investigation in the beginning and the man who put together the government case against Agnew, will apparently take charge of the investigation once more. But there is some indication that he too may resign and that dozens of Justice Department lawyers will walk out with or without him. So far anyway, Peterson is not being specific, so all of that must be settled. John Sirica, the judge in the Watergate case, isn't saying what he will do, but he could hold the president in contempt, or at least legal experts think he could, so that must be settled. The talk of impeachment, although serious for the first time, is still talk, so that must be settled. The confirmation of Gerald Ford as vice president is apparently in limbo now, so that must be settled. So while momentous events have occurred, very little except the World Series has been resolved. At least we know who won, and no one was seriously injured. Now this message.
Sybil, I've given you diamonds and emeralds. What more can I give you, my love?
How about flowers?
You mean those things that grow out of the ground?
Oh, yes, they're alive, fragrant. The work of our greatest artist, Mother Nature.
Well, if that's what you want.
That's what I've always wanted.
few million dollars later, she tells me flowers.
Stiller and Mira are brought to you by the American Florists Marketing Council, who remind you that flowers and plants are a natural.
Oh, Clive, the Garden of Eden. You shouldn't have.
The family budget is frustrating work if you don't have a mind for math. So get another mind to do the job. Pat Summerall here for True Value Hardware Stores. The mind they have in mind is a Texas Instruments electronic calculator to do the dirty work of plain old arithmetic. It adds, subtracts, multiplies, divides, and more fast as you press the buttons. A 10-digit desk model's $79.95, an 8-digit rechargeable portable $69.95 at your participating True Value Hardware Store.
First Line Report, Bob Schieffer, CBS News.